Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. A popular Gold Hill restaurant owner, Cora Truex, became the first woman to serve on a city council in Southern Oregon and one of the first Oregon women to hold office after their enfranchisement in 1912. The state's leading newspapers headline news of her election victory, from the Medford Mail Tribune and Ashland Tidings to Portland's Morning Oregonian and the Hood River News, to mention a few. Truex and her husband, Wesley, owned the Gold Hill Cafe on 4th Street, across from the railroad tracks, attracting diners to its homestyle atmosphere. Wesley was involved in several other businesses, including real estate and merchandising. Oregon passed women's suffrage in 1912, allowing women the right to vote and hold public office. Truex, prominent in the suffrage movement prior to being enfranchised, ran for the city council in 1913. She managed the restaurant by herself for many years and was known as a keen businesswoman, well informed on current events. Women who had organized before the election to demand public improvements helped propel her to victory, casting half the votes in the election. Today's episode of As It was written by Luana Corbin, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.